Thank you, Holy Ghost, for being our direct and guide. Glory to you.
You got that right, Holy Ghost. We love you. We praise you. You're all around us. You're all through us. You are the divine intelligence that's everywhere present. We love you. Jah Jesus, baby.
That's right, baby. We're here live, Son of God University, Jah J. Susie Christ International. We are here live on planet Earth, baby. We are here to let you know that Crooked Hillary do not win, that Donald Trump is the winner, and we are promoting righteous acts. We are here to let you know that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, in the light of the universe. We are here to let you know there are three that bear record in heaven. 1 John 5:7, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. What does that mean, my brother?
That means, basically, that's talking about the Holy Spirit, this divine intelligence. See, the divine intelligence is our Father. It's our inner Father. It's our Father. Matter of fact, the Son of God and Jehovah came from this divine intelligence. They formed their bodies for it can be an earth conducive for us as children on this planet. So that divine intelligence is our Father. Then the Son of God within us, the Son of God that transforms us, that Son, that light, that cosmic energy within you, that Christ within you. And then you got the Holy Ghost power, the holy intelligence that's everywhere present, that's throughout the universe, that's our lover, that's our Savior. That Holy Spirit is divine love in action.
Cool, baby. Well, thank you very much, my sweetheart brother. And we are so gratified and so thankful to know about the light of Christ Jesus, this eternal energy, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. You see, if you really want to progress, you've got to be into the Spirit of Christ. That's why the glorious, wonderful presidential candidate, Donald J. Jesus Trump, knows 2 Corinthians 3:17. He says, the Lord is that Spirit. And what the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You see, when you recognize that the Lord Jesus Christ is the energy inside of you, Romans 13, chapter verse 14 says, put ye on Lord Jesus Christ and make not provisions for the lust of the flesh thereof. If you're putting on something, that's a power, that's energy, that's light, that's Christ, that's Holy Spirit, baby. And we thank Alania from the Soviet Russia for her such a beautiful words of gratitude when she was so thankful, my brother, that she, you know, how she said her whole family, they get something out of this program, and they're benefiting. What's over here? That's the Holy Ghost? That must be the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Oh, that's my big one. Okay. Glory to Jesus. I got big muscles. And Alania, the sweet lady, if I'm mispronouncing it, sweetheart, Alania, please forgive me. Of your great name from Russia. We are very touched by that. Aren't we, my brother?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
so.
She inspired us with the, you know, saying how she benefited. And then somebody,
and her whole family.
Her whole family was.
Yeah, whole family. Whole family was benefited.
Yeah.
Every morning they wake up with the joy of Jah Jesus, baby.
That's right. You heard that live. So I thought that was so good. And then another person left a note the other day from the United States of America, from California. And their name was Don, and he said he enjoyed our program, and he felt the teachings and the inspiration. And I just think, you know, I thank the Almighty for the people. That, you know, there are many calls that come in, and we single some out, and we, you know, not some on the air, how people are gratified. They are getting something, my brother, about this inner light. They are recognizing that Jesus Christ is the way to happiness and the way to truth and the way to life. And so we are thankful, and we are also thankful for somebody else that matter of fact, it's just on the scroll right there. Somebody in the United States of America, let me see that right there, Holy Spirit. Okay, that guy, it's a guy, I believe, from Lynnwood, Washington, and the Puget Sound, and the blessed Puget Sound, and he said, what's his name? Can you see that right there? Aaron. He was so thankful for Aaron. Aaron said, thank you. He was inspired, and we thank you, Aaron, for your blessing, how you inspired us with your words of inspiration, how he was lifted and blessed about the Holy Divine Spirit, how that he's fascinated by the name Jesus. And he was saying how the name Jesus moves him, gets him out of devilish, you know, predicaments or temptations, and how the name Jesus moves in his body. Isn't that fantabulous?
That's fantabulous.
That they're recognizing that Jesus is that spirit. And the book of the Adam admits that the first Atibadon, or the first Adam, was made a living soul. The second or last Adam was made a quickening spirit. That be Jesus. See, the eternal spirit right inside of our souls. This is the month. This is October 16th, Sun's Day. This is the day that they continue to be excited in Jesus. And you got our address. You see the address right there on the website. We still are collecting needy people that need help. Bless people all over the world. Somebody you know, bless them, sweethearts. Give to them. Bless them. Make their day. And we said we are also on that number. Our Son of God Universities, we right here. And don't be afraid. Give to, from your heart. Bless. We are in need of monetary deal. My brother had an accident about 7 months ago, and we had been out of work, and my eye situation of the eye blindness from 2009, I had been no work. And so, hey, we need some money, baby. Don't be afraid. Get on your duff and get on the cuff, baby, and do the deal. You can send it because we're telling you honestly what we need. We need some moolah. Yes, we need some money, and we thank you. We bless you. We love you. We inspire you. Now, we just are excited because Jesus Christ is the light of the universe. Jesus Christ is in the world through his Holy Spirit. And there are angels all about us. And we have angels and many degrees of glory. And they manifest. You can be an angel to somebody by blessing them with a hug, with a smile, with an embrace, with a kiss on the cheek, with a hand clasp, with a hug, with a monetary blessing. You never know how you can and will be a blessing to somebody. Don't be a stiff neck. Be a lively stone for Jesus Christ. Now, our presidential candidate has a debate coming up, and with another lady, and the secretary, Madam Secretary Clinton. They're going to debate on Wednesday, I heard, in the United States of America on October 19th in Las Vegas, Nevada, in the western United States of America. And the Pacific time zone, it will be at 6 p.m. So you adjust it to your time zone, wherever part of the planet you're in. Now, if Donald Trump, our great friend, if someone got a tweet, they can get a hold of Donald and inspire him, bring his own microphone, bring his own karaoke, something. The last two debates, they hooscowed his phone, his microphone. They must have put voodoo dust in there and made his eyes watery, made him act like it's a runny nose. The last two debates, I bind that devil in the name of Jesus Christ
of Nazareth.
You see, we don't take that foolishness that they're trying to use witchcraft voodoo dust to put inside of the microphone. They did it, matter of fact. And Hillary Clinton, she was all nicey-nicey and everything and no coughing. But when it came to the great Donald, they had that stuff in there. It made his eyes water. Donald, your highness, your majesty, Donald J., Mr. Trump, let me give you a proper introduction because we see you as the president of the United States of America. Mr. Donald Trump, Mr. Donald J., Jesus Trump, we inspire you, sweetheart. Bring your own microphone. Don't use those crooked microphones. They put that dust in there, and they try to make you. You saw what happened, Donald. The last couple times that all you were listening around the world, you saw the debate, and you saw that he was coughing or sneezing or sniffling. He don't have no cold. He don't do cocaine. He don't drink. He don't smoke. He don't snuff. He loves Jesus. Jesus. So these devils do not like him. They hate him. They haters. There are haters out there. So I encourage you, people that is in contact with the Donald, the great man, tweet him. And I don't have no Twitter tweet. I don't see it right now anyway. But glory to Jesus, tweet him and contact him on the book face or whatever it is and inspire him. You can tell him that I said so. The president of Son of God University, inspire him to say, bring your own karaoke microphone or don't use theirs because they think they slick. Another thing I would say, well, I ain't going to say it over the air because they will work against that. But anywho, thank you, Donald Trump, and thank you to people that I inspire to say that. Now, remember, sweetheart, the WikiLeaks has been coming out, and they specified what the Secretary, Madam Clinton, when she stated that the Catholic Church is kind of backwards in their teachings, And I said, oh, no, no, we stand up for the Catholic Church. Oh, no. When the Catholic Church or any church, the Christian Church, when they teach right, we do right. Is that right, my brother?
You got that
we
right.
We go along with the truth, no matter what denominational movement they are. And then that party was saying how that the backwards teaching, they're behind the times. No, no, no. The Catholic Church do not support pro-killing? Pro-killing babies. They call it pro-choice, I believe. Yeah. And Donald and the Republican Party said, no, 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 we believe in life, baby. When the babies come in the world, they were created and set by Jesus Christ so they can become a god or a goddess as they live, move, and have their being in the Holy Ghost. So you people out there saying that the Catholic Church, that they're supposed to be a presidential candidate on the Democrat side, and saying negative things like that about the Catholic Church, I rebuke that, and we reject that in the name of Jesus Christ. You see? Because when the church gets an upstanding building, an upstanding doctrine of Jesus Christ, we stand behind them 1,000% plus tax. Is that correct, my lovely
you
brother?
You got that right, my
you
lovely
see,
brother.
Blessed be the Catholic Church, the Holy Catholic Church of America, and the Holy Catholic Church of Rome, and the Holy Catholic Church of the East. And then there's some other denominations that the WikiLeaks would say that they speak against. Now, these people, they stand up for Islam and say, yeah, you know, you let Muslims in and all this kind of stuff, and we have nothing against Muslims. Just against those who do the killing or the terrorist kind of the movement. But these American candidates, Democratic American candidates, to say they're going to be president and want to be president of the USA, that's the United States of America, and they downgrade the Christian church like that. Now, you hear us talk about the Christian church, but it's from doctrine to get the people inspired, you see, not to bring down as a presidential political field, because this America, the great United States over there in the Western Hemisphere, is a Christian nation found under one God, which Donald Trump says we're one people under one God, under one American flag. If the people don't like it, get the hell out. You see, if you don't like it, because, hey, America is a blessed nation by the Son of God, Jesus Christ. This nation was built on the principles of Jesus Christ. It's a Christian Judeo principle. It's based on the Christian Judeo scriptures of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't like it, toodaloo, you know. I just say, tally-ho, mate. Get out, mate. So I tell you, sweetheart, it's time to wake up and see what is happening in your political party. People that don't want to kill babies and things like that, that's not right. That's against Scripture. And so they want to tear down the Holy Church, the Catholic Church, and any other denomination, the Pentecostal Church, that stand up for righteousness. Look at that. They're supposed to be for freedom of religion. No, the Democratic Party is a freedom of slavery. There is no freedom. They promote slavery. Check out that movie by Sozo, Denise Sozo. Check out that movie called Hillary's America. You will see, glory to Jesus, you will see that the Spirit of Christ is the key. And America needs and wants to drink water, like I'm going to do right now. Go ahead, brother.
God, Jesus,
back.
Baby.
Thank
yes,
you.
We can, on this, basically right now, it is a war against darkness and light. Darkness and light. We know what is darkness and light. Basically, you do not want to trust the media. The media will say anything. They'll do anything. They're bought out. They're bought out. So, like my brother said, he told the great Donald Trump, hey, watch your microphone, because these people will do anything,
yes. Anything
to do. They'll kill you. They'll do anything. Remember, the dark side will do anything. They'll do anything. The dark side is on the loose. That's why you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's why you need the Holy Spirit, because without that, Jesus, Holy Spirit, Jesus, the Son of God, that's why you need the power, because all this negative stuff is happening. You know, they will get rid of you, just like a lot of people have gotten, you see a lot of people dying. Why are they dying in these offices and stuff? We know why they're dying. They're negative forces. They're putting hoodoo on people. They're trying to do that. But when you have the Christ energy in, around you, through you, moving and grooving, they can't touch you. Just like MC Hammer said, you can't touch this. You
That's
can't
it.
Touch this, because this is Jesus' territory. This is Jesus' body. This is Jesus' church. See, the church is just the individual. You are always in communication with that divine Holy Spirit. Because remember, you are always in church. you don't have to go to church on Sunday. You could be at the Seahawks football game in church. That's a lively church. Remember, church is a state of consciousness wherever you are. You could be in the woods. You could be in the mountains. You could be skiing in the mountains with the snow. You are in the state of consciousness. In the Donald Trump rally. Yeah. You want to be in the Donald Trump rally. You want to be something that's life, something that's positive, not nothing that's negative. So by doing that, by being in Jesus' territory in the light, that's what's happening now in the light. This light right now, NASA is saying, I noticed they're changing their tone. They're saying now, astronauts are coming to the Earth now. Yes, they are. We told them, so now they're going to acknowledge it. Come on, get on the stick now. And then you have meteorites coming. Then they say, the Bible says so. Of course, fallen stars, it says so. Yes, now they're starting to acknowledge it. Now they have a supernova, which they say is a spaceship, is coming around the planet, the supernova. That's the Christ energy controls this energy. You see, this supernova was the same energy that was around when Moses. Remember Moses? He was going in the desert. They had energy around them. Supernova energy. They were energized. Remember, they grew their clothes, stayed clean. They didn't have to change their clothes. Remember, they ate the cakes from the ground until they wanted to kill dove or whatever to eat the meat. They got that. But remember, they were living in dynamic quantum energy around them, moving around them, just like the 5 days on the Earth. The same thing, that supernova. Remember the 21st to the 25th when that cosmic energy
in December. Okay.
When that energy roamed around the Earth, the whole Earth. It just zoomed around everywhere. Everybody had to be still in December, 21st to the 25th. Now, when that happened, that was a supernova event. Now it's going to be another supernova event, sort of, like an energy. Yes. Now, this energy is going to come, and this energy is just going to all of a sudden come. It's like the second coming of Christ. It is the second coming of Christ. It comes, and you don't know when it's going to come, and this energy is going to come, and then all of a sudden it's going to open you up, and you're going to be in this energy. Basically, it's like the light of Christ, but the light of Christ controls it, and this energy is going to bring all your sins. You're going to see everything. Now, when this happens, you don't have to die, but people that's over negative will die, and sometimes people are going to feel like they want to die, but the ones that are prepared, that are in Jesus' Holy Ghost, that are praising Jesus and living the life, they will be ready for that. They'll be prepared, but there's going to be some that's not going to be prepared, you know, when they see, because it's going to be too much for them, because all of a sudden your seven chakras is going to open up. You're going to have intuition and all that. You're going to see who you really are. You're going to, the sins are going to be displayed, and it's going to be just too much. And so you need to get ready. That's why Son of God University is here, because you're going to have to be ready for that lightning strike, that light of Christ that's going to be within you, all around you, that's going to illuminate you, and it's going to illuminate the ones and bring those glorious beings into lighthood, into Godhood, that are ready. The ones that's not, they're going to have problems. And then still, it's like a warning. He's giving you a chance. Now, if you're still alive and live through it, you still can change and come into the light. That's how merciful Jesus is. It's like a warning, and that warning is that light of Christ, is that I am spirit within you, and that cosmic energy that's all around you, all through you. See, that energy, that light is Jesus' energy.
Right.
It's Jesus, baby. Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Jesus, the Son of God, and that energy is going to come. And NASA showed some of that energy circling the Earth the other day when they cut that off. Supernova coming around the Earth.
Right.
People saying the spaceship, there's no spaceship. No, there's no space. April Fool, like my brother said. Supernova, they don't want you to know. They're just trying to cut it off. I think they cut that off. It's a supernova energy, and that energy is basically like a redeeming energy. It's for us, for good of us. It's for the good of us, basically. It's a warning. when it does hit the earth, because it's basically to help you. But if you're so negative you can't take it, you will fall dead.
Right.
You will die. And some of you, you're so negative, you will want to die, but you can't. But
right.
Then you get another chance.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's merciful.
Yes.
See, this God, Jesus, he's very merciful.
Amen.
Like the
yes.
Father said, hey, if I was in control, I would kill all you niggas. He don't take no stuff.
That's right.
But he's very loving.
Yes, he is.
But he can't take sin in the least degree.
Right.
That's why you better and that you should always include
Jesus,
the Son of God,
yes.
Because he's very merciful. He came in a human body.
Amen.
Jehovah has a celestial body.
Right.
Different beings. Jehovah is very loving. Matter of fact, he has so much love, he sent his only begotten son to this earth. So not sin, he's not love, but he can't take it in the least degree. Whereas Jesus has an earthly temple, a physical
right.
temple like we do. He understands, you can say he understands more than Jehovah. Because
right.
he experienced it. He came in, he lived on the earth. He knows, he went through every pain and stuff that you did. He went through everything. He knows how it is when a person sticks his dick into his wife's buttocks.
That's
and
right.
feels. He knows that.
Right.
You may say it's gross. He knows every negative sin.
Right.
He knows how it feels. It feels good to somebody. He knows it. You know, he understands. Jehovah, not so much. He does, but he hasn't had that, you know, that physical contact, let's say, like the Son does. That's why the Son is so dynamic.
Amen.
That's why the Son is recognizing all the worlds, the trillions of worlds, because there's no planet like Earth. There's no experience like Earth. This is the most wickedest planet, but it can become the most glorious, and
yes.
it is going to become the most glorious,
yes.
you know. The wickedness is going to come to a standstill. It's here for a moment. You know, people can get away with this. He said, don't worry about it. Get yourself in order with the light of Christ. That bombarding energy that's all around you is within you. That light of Christ, that divine sire that's within you. Go into that be still. Know that I am God. That great I am principle, the direct principle that's within you. Get in touch with that. Love Jah Jesus. Praise Jah Jesus, the Son of God. Love him. Ask him for the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Ask him for that power. He won't leave you hanging, my brothers and sisters. He will give you that power. And once you have that power, see, you have the divine intelligence within you. But you want that power because that power goes into every cell into your body. See, it's a baptism. It baptizes your whole being. As that energy energizes you, then you're on your way. Then you have the power to resist negative. You have the power of discernment to see who's negative. See, we want you to see the negativity of the Democratic Party.
That's
we
right.
want you to see the negative of what Hillary Clinton is doing. You don't have to listen. You have that power.
Right.
We want you to be the power of the earth, just like every other Christian, or if you're a Buddhist, or if you're a Mohammed, or if you're a Krishna, or whatever religion, or if you're no religion at all, you into that great cosmic energy fire, and you love Jah Jesus, and you praise that Jah Jesus energy. That's the key, baby. It's very simple. You say Jah Jesus, the Son of God, came with a simple message. It's not complicated. We humans make it complicated. That's why we got all these different Christian religions, you know. So many, it's ridiculous. The Bible makes it clear what it is, but they say this is our doctrine. Notice,
right.
when you go to the church, this is our doctrine. What do you mean? How can it be? I thought it was Jesus' doctrine, but no, it's my doctrine. This is Jake's house.
Right.
This is house. I mean, come on. This is Jesus' house. That's what it should be.
Right.
It should be no name on it but Jah Jesus.
That's
He's
right.
the only one that's worthy to have the name on the church, Jah Jesus. He's the name. He's the powerhouse. He's the light of the world. This Jah Jesus is the power that brings to the earth. He's the one. Remember, he controls the Holy Spirit of this planet. He controls you getting the Holy Spirit. You have to go through Jesus, not Jehovah, to get the Holy Ghost.
Right.
You have to go through him. So he's a powerhouse. He's the Holy Ghost. You can only go through him. It's no other world like that. It's none. This is the only one, you know, and he's the only being in the universe that does that. That he should be gave great props and great praise. But ultimately, be aware and be in contact with this Holy Spirit, God, Jesus Spirit. He gave it to you. Remember, he said, I got to get the hell out of you here. I don't want you to depend on me. I want you to depend on my Holy Spirit. And my Holy Spirit has my same name, God, Jesus. I want you to be in love with that Holy Spirit. I want you to be infatuated with it. I want that redeeming energy to redeem you. See, that's your redeemer. That word, you are the word. The word is within you. That word talks to you. It guides you. That word is you in action by living it. Then you become the word. Then the word expands. Then pretty soon you become the word of God like Jesus. You don't say nothing unless the word tells you to say it. So then you in complete union with God, which is the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And then as you walk the earth, you are a god or goddess. And then that's our destiny. Your mission may be doing something else. Our mission, my loving brother, and our mission are to tell you how they get this power. It's to bring up Jesus, to tell the whole world about Jesus, the Son of God, and Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and to bring it to simple terms to you, not corrupt terms, not money-hungry terms, trying to get, but simple terms that you can understand it. You see, when Jesus was on this planet, he made it very simple. His stuff was not complex, not at all. But we as humans, we can make things very complex.
<You're>
everything, the food, everything complex. You know, we can say, well, you know, you can take this vitamin and this to do this. All you have to do is eat Jesus' food.
Right.
You know, it had all the vitamins in it. But no, we're going to make up pills. So then you make up the pills. So then they don't digest right. And then they just don't do this because you're not God. You're not Jesus. Jesus knows what the hell he's doing. He made the food for you to get energy and to energize your body, you know. And the food is your power on earth. As far as the physical body, you don't need the vitamins. If you have to take them for some reason, they could be okay, but the food is what your body is craving for. It loves the food. You have the herbs to heal your body. Then definitely you need the light of Christ. See, when you have that and you have the light of Christ, man, you're on a roll. You have that light of Christ. That light of Christ is going to help you in everything. It's going to exuberate everything, especially if you live the laws of Jesus. And we just want to let you two know on the food issue, beans, you don't want to eat those beans. I'm going to let my brother get more of that. You don't want to eat those. A lot of these beans are for the animals. They were made for animals. And right now they're hurting the human race, especially in their mental, as far as forgetfulness, Alzheimer's, and stuff like that, because they're eating a lot of these beans. Beans are not good. Most of the beans are not good for humans. They were made for animals. A lot of stuff we eat, and it's not good for us. It was good for animals and stuff, and we just think it is, and we eat them, and now it's starting to affect us, and it's starting to affect especially a lot of memory. People having a lot of Alzheimer's and forgetfulness and stuff like that. That's a major thing, these beans. You don't want to do this. Foods have a great thing because they can do anything in foods. They can put a lot of stuff in these sodas and stuff that can like blow up your heart. You know, it's just very dangerous, you know. And you have drinks like Monster drinks and stuff like that. These things are not good. They take you way high, then they take you way low. All kinds of drinks, not only Monster drinks, but you know the drinks. You see these drinks. They look how they sound. Monster drinks. I mean, not trying to downrate the Monster drink, but they take you way high and way low.
That's right.
You know, and a lot of these drinks like that they call energy drinks, the only energy drink you need to take is H2O. That has hydrogen and oxygen molecules. That's what you need to take. You don't, this other stuff, you know, that's the best thing for you. You know, if you have a lot of H2O, you can live forever on H2O, you know. Juices are good, you know, but H2O is better. That's why Jesus said, that's the physical staff of life, H2O. Where is the Holy Ghost is the spiritual staff of life.
Yes, that's right.
You know, that's all staff of life. But at H2O, you bathe with it, you eat, you drink it, you know, you wash your foods with it, you have things to grow with it. That's major. If you didn't have water, what kind of plant would you have? That's major, you know, having that water. So water is very, 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 you need it. It's very powerful. It's just, and it's simple. See, we make all this other stuff, it may not be good for you, you know. And we told you about the drinks, the drink I'm trying to think of, the one from Japan, the lizard drink. You don't want to do that. Lizard serum, you don't want to drink that. That stuff is not good. They can check it out for themselves. It's not good for you, you know. It tastes good. Don't be deceived by the taste. You know, it's a lot of stuff out there that's really acting negative to your body, and then it has negative consequences on your spirituality and on your mentalness. It has this lot of negativity on it because you're eating a lot of the wrong things. And then plus, you don't have the Holy Ghost. If you have the Holy Ghost will tell you what to eat and what not to eat. It will guide you. That's why it's very important. That's why you always start with the spiritual, and then you go from there. Because once you get the Holy Ghost, you'll start to see how you can move your life and how you can train your life in the glorious ways of Jesus living. Because it will transform your life. It will help you get rid of all these negatives. It will help you to get rid of all your negatives as far as forgiveness, as far as loving somebody that smacks you in the face, that slaps you in the face, that hits you, whatever. You'll know how to deal with that through the Holy Spirit. It's a power. It's a power to be reckoned with. Most people don't have that power. So if somebody hits you, you're going to knock the hell out of them back. You're going to hit them back naturally. But when you have the Holy Spirit will calm you down. The Holy Spirit works with wisdom. See, the Holy Spirit works with love and wisdom. It's motivated by love with the wisdom act. And so when you have that, you know how to deal with every situation. And that's why we need this world. We need Holy Ghost. That's what's going to save our planet. You know, Donald Trump can't do it by himself.
Right.
One thing the great Barack Obama said, we can do it.
Right.
And that's what America's about. We
yes,
the people.
We, yeah, right.
We
right.
The people. It's a, that's the government. They're supposed to serve us, those congressmen and senators. We the people are the government. We're the kings and queens, and they are our servants. They're supposed
right.
to go there and tell and get the information what we want to do and discuss it, make laws and stuff to be the best of our ability, and then come back home. It's not a career thing that they stay in there all the time. But we allow them. So it's our fault. It's America's fault that this happened. It's our fault because we voted for them, we put them in, and we let them stay in. So just take the blame. It's our fault. That's how Jesus will see it. It's our fault. The America, the great America, we let it down because we didn't kick the people out. We didn't pay attention to what the laws they passed. They're passing laws all the time, even while this Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton thing is going. They're passing laws. Pretty soon, you're not going to be able to use cash. Somebody got put into jail for paying the thing in cash.
Right.
I mean, hey, they passed all kinds of laws. So you should, not only the president's office, you should be thinking about the congressmen, your senators, your legislature around. You should be thinking about them because, remember, they are very powerful. They make laws. Remember, they vetoed what President Obama wanted to put. They override it.
Right, the lawsuit from the New York people that wanted to.
Right.
What they had, what they call 911 incident in the USA.
Right.
And they want to sue Arabia.
Right.
And they override the president.
They override the president.
That's powerful.
That's
right
power.
There.
So you got to get to see, the president has power, but these congressmen and these senators, you need to get the right ones in there
yes.
because they have a lot of power. They make the laws. It's not the Supreme Court, which we let them do.
Right.
We let them put a law of homosexual into act. They're
right.
supposed to enforce the law, but we the people allowed that. If you know the Constitution, they're supposed to enforce it. Why is that happening? Because we as Americans have let that happen. We, it's our fault. It's nobody's fault but our fault. We let them do that. Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus, baby. You're hearing it live right here at Son of God University. You heard my sweetheart brother tell you about the foods and the touch on the beans, the pinto beans, black eyed peas, navy beans, red beans, rock beans, black beans, other kind of beans that I can't think of, cabanzo beans, some hard things to go down your throat like a giraffe. Well, anywho, pray to the Holy Spirit if you have any doubt. A lot of this stuff is spoken of and the health chapter of section 89 and the book Doctrines and Covenants and Pearl of Great Price. And it's like,
tell me where that's from. Well, that's from Mormon.
Yeah. Those books you can purchase from the Mormon Church. They're very good books. We're not trying to turn you on to a Mormon religion, but they have some great knowledge, sweetheart. They got the Book of Mormon, the Pearl of Great Price, and Doctrines and Covenants. Go check it out. Go check it out at the store. Go to the Mormon Temple, the Mormon Tabernacle, and many of them will give you those books without charge at the Mormon Tabernacle or the Mormon Stake. And they're good books. And Section 89, and called D&C, or Doctrines and Covenants, tell you about the health laws of what horses eat, what humans should eat, and what's made, and what barley is for, and how not to drink booze and booze it up. And it's just simple stuff, how tobacco was made for the animals. You see, a lot of these dried beans that you get at these stores, you know, they are made for chickens to digest, and guinea fowls, and various animals, and various ducks, and quack quacks, and different birds. And if I use a lot of birds like sea, they love sea. You put a dry pea out there for a bird, they'll say, thanks, mate, I like that, mate. You see? Or they say, my body wants another one. Give me another one, please. Give me another one. Give me another one. I don't perish talk. Now, sweethearts, Jesus was not a beaner, and I'm not trying to offend anybody. I know they use that slang with various races of people and different groups and slang terminology. But beans can be a problem. Now, string beans, cool. Those are green string beans. You get them from the garden, you snap them, cut them up, and you chew them, or you cook them. Or you can eat them raw. You wash them, of course. Did we say green peas was legal, my brother? Did the Holy Spirit say that was okay? I believe green.
I think they are. The ones that's in the pod?
Yeah, the pod. Those are cool. And but them other things, I know a lot of people, this is going to be new to you. Like, what the Foley? But many people, because they got that sort of bean curd and that soy stuff you think is cool, it ain't no good, baby. It affects the memory bank. It's got a chemical in there that blotches the department of memory right in your brain. And to keep your brain alive so you don't shrink. Many people's brains are shrinking. They're getting smaller, you know, almost like the Zika virus, small brain, big head, you see. Now they got babies being born with a small head and a small brain. That's not good, sweethearts. You must get in touch with the Holy Ghost. And there's verification of scriptures about this power, this light, this energy. And while we're on the subject of food, beware of these things that say sugars. When you're eating jelly or a jam, and they say you have cane sugar, and then they say and sugars or cane sugars. A lot of that sugar is aspartame. I had an experience the other day, and the father said he had cocaine in it. I said, why am I getting a high? My head floating, kind of like when I had those some other things, a rosemary stem. That'd get you high off a rocker. You only eat the flowers of that. Well, some of these sugars. That's why Hitler went crazy. He had too much sugar, and so when it turned to alcohol, or alcohol turns to sugar, and all that kind of stuff. And so beware of these things with all these sugars, like a lot of sodas, they have all that sugar, aspartame. You heard my brother say, it'll blow up your heart.
It blows your heart.
You explode.
That's right,
people
baby.
People have died. You said you get addicted. So what they're doing is feeding the people drugs. That is drugs they're putting. That's what killed John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the 36th president of the United States of America, years ago. He fought to keep aspartame out, and China said, we want to bring it in. And I know some of the people ain't going to like that, and some of them deal makers ain't going to like it, but too bad the bag is out of the cat. And the cat is out of the bag. Meow. So, sweethearts, hear ye the truth. Search the light of Christ within you and recognize that these are crazy sugars. They are no good for you. That's why these kids are having Ritalin drugs because they're getting out of control. Deficit, brain loss, memory loss, whoopsie-doopsie, obese, overfat, underskin, underfat, all this stuff. Sweethearts, you heard what my sweetheart brother said. You need the Holy Ghost, the eternal energy. This energy will guide you into the light of life. This power will direct you and give you strength. You see, it's verified many scriptures about the, about what NASA's driven out. Blessed be NASA, National Aeronautics Space Administration, that there is scriptures verified. The book of Zechariah, the 12th chapter, and also the book of Zephaniah, 3rd and 4th chapter, the book of Hosea, and the book of Joel, the 2nd chapter, the book of Isaiah, the 29th and 30th chapter, when it talks about the weather changes and the weather transformation, when the supernova will come to the planet, and the temperature on the earth register from the 60 degree mean temperature will equal up to 349 degrees plus tax and bring you up to 800 degrees on planet Earth. Who can stand that, Mike? Who can survive? Those that have the Holy Spirit, the light of Christ. The light of Christ is our seal. The light of Christ is our protector. The light of Christ is our energizer. All these scriptures verified, and the 24th chapter of St. Matthew, as I said the other yesterweeks, the 13th chapter of the book of Luke, and there's just so much in the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation, about the cosmic light and all this divine energy, and they shall fall of the Lamb wheresoever he goeth. Who is the Lamb? They shall follow the Holy Ghost, the eternal energy that lives inside of you. Remember, sweethearts, in the 17th chapter of Luke, verse 22nd, and with 21 to 22nd, is that Jesus Christ in that favor, he said, the kingdom of God is within you, for the kingdom of God does not come with observation. Remember, the kingdom of Christ is here now. If you have the Holy Spirit, and if you don't have it, you need it through Jesus Christ our Lord, and you can pray through Jesus Christ to receive this power, ask Jesus to forgive you for your sins. That's the second chapter of Acts, verse 37 and 38. Joel, the second chapter of Joel, it talks about the Spirit of God coming on the earth and a strong vibratory force. You can't deny this, baby. These are solid truth, and I am the scripture master, and I say that humbly, and my brother knows it's the truth that he bears witness that I know these scriptures. Is that correct, my brother?
That's right.
All hail the power. In Jesus' name, all hail the power. Let angels' punches fall and be forced to royal diadem and crown Jesus, Lord of all. You see, sweethearts, this is real. We are here for our health. We are preaching and teaching you for our health. Why? Because if we don't do it, we might be in trouble. Because this is a mission that the Almighty has given us to go forth and tell the truth to the people on planet Earth, that the people on planet Earth and the people in the hell realms might progress and egress out of there, and the people in the heavenly realm, that the messages go, that they may continue on in the upward spiral of eternity. Remember, sweethearts, the divine light of Christ is your Redeemer, your Savior, your Lover, your friend for eternal life. This is the intimate power that dwells inside your temple. Stop being a workaholic. Stop being a lazyholic. Stop being a flim-flam. Stop being a lazy lamb. It's time to contact Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God, the God light within you, sweethearts. This eternal energy, you're ripping and running, you're going hither and thither, you're too busy with yourself, you're too busy with Madre, too busy with the Padre, you're too busy with your uncles and aunts. What did Jesus say in the Gospel of the St. Matthew and other Gospels that there? He said, except you hate father and mother and sister and brother more than me, and you hate them, and you don't love me, he said, you do not worthy be in my kingdom. Now, when Jesus said hate, he didn't mean the Hillary Clinton kind of hate. He didn't mean that kind, but he meant the hatred as far as you're supposed to love Jesus so high that it almost equals hate, if you see what I'm saying. Don't get hung up on the terminology of the scriptures. You got to get the interpretation by the Holy Ghost. You see what I'm saying? Because some people say, the high priest said, we can hate mommy, I hate your God. Daddy, I hate you, but I love Jesus. No, no, no. Use the Holy Spirit's wisdom in you, you see. Jesus said, except ye love me more than mother and father, or mater and padre, and sisters and brothers and uncles and aunts, and hither and thither, and you are unworthy or not worthy of me. You got to put Jesus Christ first. You got to stop neglecting the eternal energy. And what you are really doing, sweethearts, you're neglecting your own intelligence. You are neglecting your own self. Can't you just take time to be still? You take time to take shower, which is good, and you have smell good, which is good. Take time to feel the Spirit of the living God, Jesus Christ.
Jesus, baby, you got that right. Feel the Spirit of the living Christ, Christ force. Remember I told you last weeks ago about, you know, what you should do. Now let's rev it up a little to at least like 10 to 15 minutes.
That's right.
Of stillness. Like like the great goddess Anna Lee. She said, 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the evening. Come on, at least you can give, you can do that. Come on, you can't give the light of Christ. You can't give our great chief and commander, Jesus, that amount of time.
Only a
half
hour. Guy.
Come on, brothers and sisters, you can do that.
Yes.
You can at least do that. You know, you go to the bathroom, you got necessary, you have to do that.
Right.
You shave, you do this, you get with your wife, I mean, at least give.
Oh, it feels so good. Oh, baby. Oh,
at least you can
like
give.
You can climax.
Give. You can give. Come on.
That's right.
You can give some time to this because in these times, hey, you better be ready for this light of Christ.
Yes.
Don't worry about all this. Us people wear the Antichrist, bunk the Antichrist.
Right.
You better be ready for the light of Christ. That's the power, baby.
Yes.
You better be ready for this light of Christ that's coming because it's coming to every human being. I don't care how high you are, I don't care how low you are, it doesn't matter. I don't care if you're in the jungle of Africa, I don't care where you are, baby. This light of Christ is coming. You want to be ready, and be ready indeed by being still and knowing that I am God.
Right.
You got to be still, and then you got to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we told you how by praising God Jesus and by asking for it. You got to ask. You ask for it, and you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, when you get this Holy Ghost and fire, this fire is going to burn the negative. It's a purification, you know.
Right.
They say empire, it purifies you. You know, the month of October, purification month. It purifies you, baby. And so this energy is purified. Jesus' energy is purifying you. And you walk in, and you're living, and you're praising this divine light within you, all around you, all through you. And as you be aware of it, it flows more. It's an energy. It flows. You can feel the flow through your feet, through your legs, through your hands, through your face. You can feel it. See, it's God is feeling.
Right.
See, this Holy Ghost, divine intelligence, the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus' energy, that is the God in the third dimensional realm. That's what you need to get into. That energy, that Holy Ghost, it's a feeling. Believe it. You start to feel good. You start to have energy. Matter of fact, when you get up and do that, you get to run your day with energy because you have energize yourself. Not only you need spiritual energy as well as physical energy.
Right.
And so the spiritual energy comes first, and it would tell you what to eat on the physical energy, you know, and you need the water. That's part of physical energy.
Right.
Everything works together once you're in line with the Holy Spirit, with this divine energy, this divine intelligence. I like to call it intelligence because it's talking to you.
Right.
It talks to you. It's intelligent. It knows everything. You ask a question, it knows everything.
Right.
If you get that in your mind, you can ask it any question. It will know. It will give you the answer. Remember, get in touch with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is your teacher. You know, you feel us because we're talking through the Holy Ghost.
Right.
The Holy Ghost talks through us.
That's
so
right.
When we talk to you, your conscience is saying, yes, that's true. I feel what you're saying. Even in hell, they're feeling what we sin.
Right.
You know, Jesus has allowed the brothers and sisters in hell to hear us. So they are feeling what us there because they still have a consciousness. They still have that Christ consciousness. Just because they're in hell, they still feel it. Just like you brothers and sisters on earth, you feel what they say. It's a feeling. You say, yeah, that's right. You don't have to have the Bible to verify. It's there to verify, but you feel it. See, it's a feeling. Once you get in that feeling, then you know what's right and wrong. And through your offer, your whole life, you'll have that feeling. You say, I felt to do that. That's the Holy Ghost.
Right.
It's talking to you, baby. It's talking. It's ministering to you. That's what you need. You need that minister. You don't need the pimp preacher as your minister. You need that minister because that minister is going to tell you the truth, what you need for that period of time, that second right then. You're in touch with the Holy Ghost, and that Holy Ghost, Jesus' energy, is going to communicate and tell you how to save your soul, how to save, help somebody, how to prevent an accident, what to do, how to bless this brother, how to bless that brother, to do this, to do that, to give to that person, to do this, to do that.
Right.
Holy Ghost, baby, it tells you what to do. It's your guiding force. And then once you've been illuminated at that, you start walking. It's like you're walking on air.
Yes.
You don't have no problems. You are living in the kingdom on earth. You have peace of mind. You don't worry about all this stuff that's happening. You don't have to worry about the asteroids. You don't have to worry about these fake spaceships that's coming. That's another thing. They have all these spaceships coming now all of a sudden. In China, this, people get out of their cars. Don't be alarmed about that. That's not real, my brothers and sisters.
Right.
Don't get hung up on these monsters that's coming from these spaceships. You know, it's just that's a deterrent. Be alive into the light of Christ within you and to judge Jesus. All this other stuff, it's going to be a lot of stuff here, and you got to be able to discern it, and you only can discern it through the light of Christ, through Jesus Christ, the Savior. You can only be in tune by the Holy Ghost through Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can give it to you. And once he gives it to you, you're on your way, and you'll know everything. You won't need anybody to tell you anything because you'll know what's true and what's not true. You'll know that Hillary is crooked and Donald Trump is. You'll know all the negative stuff that she's doing. You know, these people use Botox.
Right.
They make them look good on TV. They look all good. Then the next day, they look all wrinkled. You know, they pump them up. You know, like Donald Trump said, you're on drugs. You pump yourself up.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you know, that only lasts a little while. You pump yourself up. You're a drug addict.
That's pump yourself up.
Then all of a sudden, the next day, you're all wrinkled up. It's a lot of ministers and a lot of people use, I don't want to bring you no names, but
right. They
use this stuff. You say, God, they look good. Yeah, they're pumped up with Botox, and Botox is what? Embalming fluid. They're using that, and they look good on TV. They look all good and healthy, you know? And this Donald Trump said, you're full of hate. You can feel the vibration.
Right.
You can feel the vibration. You know who's who. Your eyes are opening up. Your discerning is looking. Remember, you have the spirit. You have the fruits of the spirit: love, patience, you know, endurance.
Right.
You have all. That's the fruits of the spirit. Then you have the discerning factor. You know who's who. You know, she's a devil. Oh, not to call a devil.
Right.
That means she has a lot of demons in them.
Mm-hmm.
They can be helped, but they have a lot of demons in them. Oh, that person has a lot of demons. I don't want to be around them.
Right.
You know, if a person has a lot of demons in them, you don't want to be around them. I don't care if they're part of your family. You don't have to be around them. People think because their family have to be around. Jesus said, hell no. He told you in the scriptures, you know, he'll separate you.
Right.
No, you don't have to be around them. If they have demons, get the hell away from them. Go and be with the light of Christ. Be still, baby,
and know
that I am God. Jesus, baby.
Yeah, Jesus, baby. I got more time? Glory
to God.
You got
more? Yeah.
Yes, indeed, sweetheart. I tell you, it's all about Jesus Christ energy. You heard it live here at Son of God University. It's and you can tell, like, the power of love. It's the power of love that overshadows hate. And these different female candidate running for president, you know, and the Democrat Party, and they using the Botox. It's all been on CNN and various Fox News. It's true. It's true. You see, and it's like, okay, you don't need those cosmetics to tear you down. Now think, embalming fluid was made for the dead. She must be the dead. Because when you put that stuff in you and you inject it in you, it pumps you up to look good for a day when they have the mass or funeral and the awake. And then after that, then they throw the nigga in the ground or burn him up. You know, glory to Jesus. You say, he don't have to respect for the dead. Yes, I do. They shouldn't have died. And if they die, they're going to go to another realm, and they got spirit. And spirit just keep on living. And the goal, sweetheart, is to keep living physically as well as spiritually. Why? The 6th chapter of St. John declares it. The 8th chapter of St. John declares it. Jesus said in eighth chapter of St. John, verse 51, he that keepeth my sayings shall never experience death. Look at that. You can keep living and look young and handsome like Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump has beautiful thick hair, beautiful skin. He's 6'12". I say 6'12". Not really 6'12". He's tall, about 6'2", 6'4". Somewhere in that range. The guy is cool, calm, and collective. And they got all these false allegations against him for these different women that was hired probably by some other party. And they lie and do not the truth. And then they had people that say, wait a minute, she wasn't with Trump. I remember her. She was on the airplane when we were flying this place and that place. And all these hired liars. That rhymes. Hired liars, pants on fire. You are full of muck and mire. If you don't come to Christ, you are going to be in fire. Okay, love. Merry Christmas. Happy Jesus Day. And we love you. And we ain't done, but the time is up. And we're just going to say, we love you, we love you, we love you. The Canon,
Jah Jesus, baby.